Hello and welcome to our broadcast. This is Ali Attar, Aisha Badi, and Gorman Delwa. Today we'll discuss something important about our planet, which is environmental pollution. What does environmental pollution mean? Environmental pollution is the presence of pollution materials in different concentrations harmful to living organisms, land, water and air, from natural and abnormal sources, and cause significant damage to environment, like a global warming and climate change. Gorman, can you please tell us what does the global warming mean?
Global warming is a serious matter which is closely related to our daily life. On the other hand, it is the action we take for granted in our lives, such as driving car and turning on air conditioner, that create greenhouse gases and indirectly contribute to global warming. Humanity is the responsible for paying for global warming. According to NASA, there are more than 95% cause of global warming emitted by human activity. On the other hand, we are also suffering from global warming. Rising sea levels have threatened the Maldives, the perfect place for romantic honeymooners. The loss of species is impacting the biodiversity of the ecosystem, which will bring great loss to our academy research. Aisha, can you please tell us what causes an effect of global warming?
The question of what are the causes and effects of global warming comes to many people. It can be said that the causes of global warming in short are mainly human and secondarily natural. As some scientists say that pollution is one of the most important causes, while others say that it is a change in nature. And 97% of climatologists agree that there is such a large degree of global warming, and currently it is human-made. As the high temperatures in the last century are due to the release of gas from factories, cars and others that work to trap heat, meaning that the industrial revolution in the last century contributed to an unprecedented rise in the global temperature. From the consequences of global warming in the environment and people, raised sea levels, imbalance of water resources, natural disasters, damage to agriculture, and there are many negative impacts. Now, I will let Ali talk about what does climate change mean.
Thank you, Aisha, for your question. Climate change is any significant long-term change in the weather of a region or the whole Earth over a significant period of time. Gorman, can you please tell us what is the cause and effect of climate change?
Cause of climate change are increasing in Earth's temperature, greenhouse effect, cutting down forests, and global warming, etc. The market failure is that there is a lack of allocations of scarce resources, infecting and inexplorated exploitations of economics of scale, no control on pollution in the society and government, failure in climate change related to failure in regulations of market, poor management of resource, lack of effective carbon pricing, etc. Effect of climate change. Global climate change has already had observation effect on environment. Grazing have shrunk, ice of river and lake is breaking up earlier. Plant and animal range have shifting and trees are flowing snow. In fact that scientists have pretending in the past would result from global climate change are now occurring. Loss of sea ice, elevated sea level rise and longer more intense heat wasted. Scientists have high confidence that global temperature will continue to rise for decades to come, largely due to greenhouse gas product by human activity. The entire governmental plan on climate change, which includes more than 13,000 scientists from United States and other countries, forecasting a temperature rise of 200 degrees Fahrenheit over the next century. According to the IPCC, the intent of climate change in fact on individual regions will vary over time, and which the ability of different society and environmental systems to maintain or adapt to change. The IPCC pretending that increase in the global mean temperature of less than 1.8 to 5.5 degree Fahrenheit above 1990 levels will produce beneficially in fact in some region and harmful ones in another. Net annual cost will increase over time as global temperature increase. Take as a whole, the IPCC state, the range of public evidence indicate that the net damage cost of climate change are likely to be significant and to increase over time. Now, please, Asha, can you tell us what are COVID-19 effect on climate change?
The corona pandemic has caused the creation of what was not taken into account. Thanks to the quarantine, cities become empty, airports and schools deserted, air traffic suspended, travel bans, restaurants and cafes closed, and an unprecedented global experience where traffic and the use of vehicles of all kinds are the second largest cause of air pollution after industrial emissions. It is also responsible for a quarter of global carbon dioxide emissions. At the quarantine measuring around the world against the background of the corona pandemic are unique experiments that showed experts the proportion of pollution caused by regular traffic. Measures that include nearly a third of the world's pollution that reduce air pollution and carbon dioxide emissions. at the highest rate recorded in history. In my view, I think that the pandemic will have a great impact into the auto industry to make them environmentally friendly. Now I will let Ali to tell us how can we protect our environment from pollution.
Thank you, Aisha, for your question. There are 9 simple things we can do to help protect the environment. Number 1, reduce, reuse, and recycle. Cut down on what you throw away. Number 2, volunteer. Volunteer for cleanups in your community. Number 3, educate. When you further your education, you can help others understand our natural resource, importance and value. Number 4, conserve water. The less water you use, the less runoff and waste water that eventually end up in the ocean. Number 5, shop wisely. Buy less plastic and bring a reusable shopping bag. Number 6, use energy efficient light bulbs to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Also, switch off the light when you leave the room. Number 7, plant a tree. Trees provide food and oxygen. They help save energy, clean the air, and help combat climate change. Number 8, don't send chemicals into our waterways. Choose non-toxic chemicals in the home and office. Number 9, bike more, drive less. Aisha, can you please tell us how you see the Earth in the future?
I wish I could tell you what the future will bring, but no one knows for sure how global warming will play out. In fact, not knowing is one of the problems. Global warming is a significant risk to society. On the one hand, we do not know exactly what will happen. On the other, we realize that what could happen could be serious, and these consequences could affect different parts of the world in different ways. For example, there could be long periods of low rainfall in a particular region. Also, the rise of sea level may cause extensive damage, like changes of catastrophic floods. Now, I will let Gurman to conclude that what should we do to increase awareness about environmental pollution?
Thanks, Aisha, for asking the question, what should we do to increase awareness about environmental pollution? Pollution can be reduced through processes such as recycle and the proper treatment of water and toxic waste. The reduction of corporation, fossil fuel exploitations is another way to counter air pollution, according to the Carbon Major report prepared by the Carbon Disclosure Project. More than 70% of greenhouse gas emissions come from only 100 companies. We need to work on ways we can reduce this pollution. Instead of driving to short distance, you can take a walk or ride to your destination. This will help reduce vehicle emissions that pollute the air. You can conserve energy by turning off light and appliances that are not in use. Keep water bodies safe from pollution. Do not dump refuse in them, but verify and conserve water resources. Hope you find this information useful.
Thank you, Aisha and Gorman, for your participation and the good information you provided. And thank you to everyone who listened to us.